Morning. Last evening, the 5 o'clock Mass was packed, standing room only. At that Mass, we recognized over 40 of our candidates who will receive the Sacrament of Confirmation this coming spring. They were here all day yesterday with their families for a retreat day at the parish. It looked like Christmas Eve in here last night. That scene of these candidates in the front pews reminded me of those other candidates whose confirmation day is just 2 days from now. And thinking of that, we might be tempted to retreat a little bit. Certainly, we're aware of our need for prayer this week, our need for the Holy Spirit and wisdom to make us ready as we enter the voting booth. We certainly find ourselves in an important time. That importance extends beyond this election, and even in this month that we've turned into this past week. In our church year, we're coming to the end. Just 3 more weeks of this church year, and this year of mercy. And throughout this year, we've been reading from the Gospel of St. Luke. And so as we come to the end, we're coming to the end of Luke's Gospel. And today we find ourselves in the 20th chapter, just 2 chapters away from his passion and death. And in this chapter, 20, he's readying himself to enter Jerusalem for the last time. The chapter opens with him outside of the city, high up on the hill. And he's looking at the city, and he begins to cry. After all of his life, after all of his teaching and goodness to others, they have not recognized him. And on that hill, Jesus not only cries, but his heart is moved. Moved not to abandon this city, but to give them his greatest gift, himself. And so he enters the city. He goes into that temple and purifies it with his mercy and love. And he remains in that city, continuing to teach, continuing to encounter the politics of the day, the games, and the challenges. The first challenge, they come to him with a question about taxes. This scene of today's gospel is a question about the resurrection. And the next would be his own identity. And over again, he reminds them that God is the God of the living. And he has a kingdom that is not of this world. A kingdom of life and love. A kingdom of fidelity and faith. And those who enter, well, they're the little ones, the weak and the wounded, the poor and the weary, while all are invited to his kingdom. And his kingdom is for all. It is only received by those who know they need it, those who live in the shadow of death. We saw that great realization in big and bad Zacchaeus last week. Remember? I mean, you talk about a hardhead. You talk about a guy who was far from the kingdom. Zacchaeus. But in that scene last week, Luke 19, wow. Zacchaeus realized how short he was. And moved by grace, he desired to see God, and he was seen by God. His life was changed. Now, this week, it's our turn. There's no greater month to call to mind our littleness than November. This week, I wrote the names of 37 of priests who died this past year in the Book of the Dead. There's hundreds of more names there and on the altar that you yourselves have written. How finite we are. how short we are. And that realization can leave us depressed. It can leave us clinging to false things and comforts, living in a fantasy world, outside the city, looking in. Or we can enter in and do something about it. Do something about our finite lives. We can befriend Jesus Christ, who is life, who gives life for those who desire to receive him. My friends, as we enter the voting booth this week, you will not find Jesus on the ballot. But there are those who condone, aid, and support the destruction of God's life, and who seek to limit the life of God to Sunday worship. We have a duty to bring Jesus to the ballot, not by writing his name in, but by, as small as our part may be, to recognize and do all we can to protect his life and to reflect in our choice God, who is life, so as to contribute to the common good. One might feel rather small, especially this election, but to use our mind and hearts to be big, to be as most perfectly we can Jesus, and to not allow our smallness to get in the way, but to do all we can to proclaim Jesus. Then, come what may, we can stand with him. And we will find a consistency in our life. We can find an honesty that we are, come what may, his friend in the voting line, in the communion line, in the line of his kingdom, as members of his body. Today, let us pray throughout this week, and as always, for those members of his body that have gone before us, especially in November. And let us pray to be his body and to go before all of those who are yet to come into this world, into his kingdom, so as to provide for them a witness and a model that our world needs today, and God calls us to give.